Welcome to Well-Versed, where we bring biblical principles of governance to governmental leaders and you. This is the Well-Versed podcast.
Tonight, we're going to hear a report from Leroy Hain. Leroy Hain has a brand new book out, but he has a ministry to business owners. All of you business owners, listen in right now. I've had the privilege of meeting him on several occasions, several different events. Leroy, it's good to have you with us tonight. You have an exciting ministry, and you have a new book. Talk to us.
Yeah, it's nice. Good to see you again, Jim and Rosemary, and thanks again for having me. Appreciate it. So, yeah, I have a book called Living in Communion, Leading the Church into Communion with God, Holy Spirit. And as you said, Jim, we have a ministry called Jesus Christ CEOs, and we minister, we're a church to companies, to business owners and their companies, and we equip them to use their businesses to restore the preeminence of Jesus Christ in the public squares of business. And we have a Jesus Christ Healed Bible Institute, and that's where business owners go through their training. And after several years of doing that, these business owners, primarily men in this particular case, were having such great transformation. Women, the wives, had come to me and said, "Hey, could you create some content for us?" You know, where they were seeing such a transformation with their husbands. And so this book, even though we wrote it so that business owners could equip their teams, I dedicated it to spouses as some content for them now and some things that we teach in the Institute to business owners. So that's how I got started. And now business owners are now have a tool to equip their people on how do I do business? You know, first, how do I live as an authentic disciple through communion with the Holy Spirit? And then now we can teach them how to do their trade. So whether they're the purchasing agent, the receptionist, the vice president of sales, and so on and so on, they now have a tool on knowing how to hear Holy Spirit's leading, guiding, and governance and decisions on the decisions that they're seeking the Lord for in the company and their respective positions.
How did you begin something of this nature? I presume you're a businessman yourself.
Yeah. Through the late 80s and 90s, and I won entrepreneur awards running a family business. And my mom is a gourmet cook, and she started making beef jerky for my dad. And the sandpaper salesman started selling it for my mom. And the next thing you know, she was making 800 pounds of beef jerky here in Mission Viejo in our house. And then that, lo and behold, that started a business where I ended up joining it and grew it to where we were producing 150,000 pounds a week of meat into jerky, 250 employees running 24 hours a day, 6 days a week. But Jim, I was born and raised here in Orange County, and I watched my dad do business with wealthy people my whole, you know, life of growing up. And I just wanted to live in Newport Beach, retire as when I was 40 and play golf the rest of my life. And but God kind of had a little bit different plan. And so as I was running the business, I was building a kingdom unto myself. This was my dream. I was going to, you know, build this thing and retire. Well, mom and dad had a different idea, and they got frustrated with me. And so they started praying this prayer, Jim: "Lord, do whatever it takes to bring Leroy into a personal relationship with you." And you got to watch out for parents' prayers. They're very powerful and God listens. And so the Lord started dealing with my first love, my wife and my kids and my business. And lo and behold, he brought an end to that business in year 18. I went through a lot of transformation, and the Lord finally had my heart. And I was getting ready to start a new company. Mom retired. And I said, "You know, Lord, I'm going to take a chapter out of Mom and Dad's book, and I'm going to dedicate this company to you before I ever get started, whatever this new company is going to be." And then I thought for a minute, Jim. I said, "You know, Lord, I'm going to go a little bit further, and I'm going to make a covenant with you." And that covenant was this. I said, "Lord, I've tasted the best this world has to offer, and I don't need more of the same. So therefore, I will never do any other work that isn't the work of the Lord." And I made that covenant with the Lord in January of 2001. And it was from that moment the Lord started giving me visions for business owners. And it started off just go see them, pray for them. And the next thing you know, the Lord just started building this ministry that is now global. We have over, I believe, 500 or 600 business owners from over 70 nations on our online Bible Institute getting equipped in this, and it's quite something.
Did you say, did I hear right, over 500 across 70 different nations?
Yep.
So are you traveling there, or are you ministering via Zoom? How do you do this?
Well, the Institute is online, and then yes, I'm up, like last week, I was up at 4 a.m. ministering to the group in the Philippines. So via Zoom. And then yes, we've taken a couple of trips there. But when we start to get some, it was in Albania, trying to get some things started. We've got, I was just on the phone, a Zoom call this week with one in Germany that is just having, a terrible time with the war going on. He's in the freight shipping business, and now he has to ship his containers. If they're coming in from China, for example, they have to go all around Africa because of the shipping corridor there and the war happening in sinking ships and so on. So freight for him has gone from $1,000 a container to over $5,000 or $6,000 a container because of the travel time. And he's just having to stand strong and believe and trust the Lord in that process of his business just totally being disrupted by something he has no control over.
Have you, you probably read a lot of books, but given the kind of ministry God's called you to, does the name Stanley Tam ring a bell to you?
So Jim, you'll love this story. My mom used to, she would come in. Part of why this book is, another thing is written is my mom used to come in and shake the Bible at me and yell at me. She goes, "You need to read this. This is how I want my company run." And I said, "I tried. I don't understand it." She yelled back at me, "You need to try again." So then one day she walked in and no, Jim, I have not read a lot of books. I pretty much read one book and one you're a great fan of. And she came in one morning and she gave me this book from Stanley Tam. And she says, "I want you to read this. This is how I want my company run." Jim, I put that book somewhere. I don't know where I put it. And when the company was done and over, I couldn't find it. So there was a man that I knew, and when I had the vision for Windows of Heaven, when the Lord gave me the vision for Windows of Heaven, that's so Jesus Christ CEOs is a ministry of Windows of Heaven, our church to business owners. And so I'm sharing this vision for the first time with a very wealthy man in the venture capitalist business, great Christian man, apostle kind of person. And I share with him this vision, and he said to me, he says, "The Lord has opened up the windows of heaven and given you his financial strategy for business." And I said, "Well, you're way smarter than me. You're a Harvard grad. Why didn't he give it to you?" He says, "I don't know. He gave it to you." And he says, "I will meet you back here in 1 week." We were at a Denny's in Mission Viejo. He says, "I have a book for you, but I need to go find it. The Lord's telling me to go get a book for you." And so he went and found his personal book that Stanley Tam signed for him and brought it to me a week later. And I couldn't believe it. I said, his name was Michael. And I said, "Michael, you're not going to believe this. My mom gave me this book 15 years ago. And now you're giving it to me." And in the inside of the book, he said, "Leray, this is the perfect model for Windows of Heaven and what the Lord has called you to do." So yeah, I've heard of the book, Jim.
Very interesting. In the 1980s, I was boarding a plane, walking down the aisle, and I sat on the left-hand side as you're walking down the aisle. Got to visiting with a guy beside me, and he said, "My name is Stanley Tam." I said, "Are you the same guy who wrote the book, God Owns My Business?" He said, "I'm him." So I had an interesting conversation with him, and he took it literally. God owns his business.
Amen.
Listed legally on the contracts, the legal documents, the owner of the business was God.
Yep.
Period. You can imagine what the IRS went through on that, figuring that one out.
From what I understand, it took a long time to get that done like that. But he was persistent.
Yeah. And then you remind me, you said, I read one book. You remind me, John Wesley was asked about his books, and he said, "I'm homo unus libri," Latin, "homo unus libri," I'm a man of one book. Now, he read many and he wrote many, but ultimately Wesley wanted to be known as the man of one book.
Yes.
That's what you have said. If there's someone who wants to, they own a business, they're watching right now, and they said, "Man, I need to know By the way, folks, it's not Leroy. It sounds like it, but it's Leray. Leray. I suppose there's a story beside Leray, since it's not Leroy.
There is a story.
And what is that story?
So my mom was always a heavy woman, up and down in weight when she was young. And I was born in 6 weeks. She didn't know she was pregnant. And they said, in those days, you had to have a name before they took your child out of the hospital. So they had a girl's name picked out for me. And I wasn't a girl, so they were surprised and they didn't know what to do. And my grandmother, my dad's mom, said, well, why don't you call him Norm's middle name, Leray? And so that's how that came about.
Okay. Well, I was born before the era of sonograms, and before I was born, my name was Mary, I found out. Okay, so they had a whole lot of girls in the Garlow tribe, and they were shocked to have a boy here for a while. If someone, a business owner, is watching and said, man, I need what he's offering, tell them, number one, how can they get communication with you? How do they begin? And then what is it? Is it curriculum that comes and you'll coach them on how to use it, say, a kind of a weekly Bible study with their employees? I know it's probably atmospheric. It's more than just a weekly Bible study, but tell them how to get started, how to connect with you, and what would it be to begin working with you?
So the first thing they can do is they can go to JesusChristCEOs.com or JCCEOs.com. And it's an online institute. So they start off getting into it on their own. We have a couple modules out there. It's going to take them quite a bit of time to go through it. As they are on the institute, one of our teams will engage with them as they're going through the institute. And if they get to a place where they make those commitments. So the first module finishes off with them making a covenant with the Lord, just like I told you I did, to live as an authentic disciple through communion with the Holy Spirit. In module two, we give them lots of training and a lot of definitions of things, and we bring them to a place where we invite them to consecrate their companies to the Lord as master owner, and then teach them how to run those in that way and in that fashion. And that's really the point where they start to get into community with other business owners who are doing the same thing around the world. That's where we can learn experientially from one another. It's not easy transforming your company into what we call an authentic kingdom company. And as I said, we define those things biblically, and we school you and equip you on how to do that individually as well as a team. And the best way to also do that is with a group of other business owners who are struggling through that process. It's especially in today's environment, and you know, in this country, it's not real easy to do that.
That's quite a phrase you just used, an authentically kingdom company.
Yep.
If you were to describe what you do, would this be an accurate statement or inaccurate, that you are a training center? You're sort of a seminary for those in marketplace ministry. Is that an accurate statement, or are we using long terms to describe what you're doing?
That might be a good term, but I think what we really are, Jim, when the Lord told me, gave me the vision, he said, I want you to create a storehouse for me, my companies, and my CEOs. And what I've discovered over the years, Jim, is we are a church that equips and plants churches, business ecclesias, in the public squares of business. Wow. And we even ordain business owners. After lots of training, they've come to a place where they understand they're ministers of reconciliation in the marketplace, and we ordain them as overseers of their business ecclesia. And they have a job now. Every disciple has a job, I believe, to make disciples. And for business owners, we'll just give you an example. I read this from a business owner out of Oklahoma, owns Regent Bank. I don't know if you know Sean Copeland. But he came up with a number one day. God gave him a revelation on a plane, and it was, and he's got this ministry called 94X. And the Lord gave him this simple equation. It was 160 hours a week. He says, your employees are with you 160 hours a week. And based on some Barna report that he had at that time, the average person was going to church 1.7 hours a month. So you divide 1.7 divided by 160, it comes out to 94 something. And he said, the Lord told him, he says, your employees, Christians that are in, that work for you, are in your care 94 times more than they are in the church. Don't you think you should do something about that?
That is that's really forceful. That's really powerful. And I'm very intrigued by what you said. Folks, I've been saying and sensing for some time the same thing you have, and that is the environment we find ourselves, we're trying to understand precisely the nature of what the ecclesia really looks like and what it's going to look like in the future. And there is a massive shift taking place. Rosemary and I just spoke all of last week. We spoke in Korea. We just now got it from another fabulous conference. Separate from that, we just got back from Korea and then went to this conference here in the U.S. But in Korea is where we were last week, speaking 10 times in 4 days. Numbers of the people I talked to, they would use the fivefold ministry phrase, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not unusual. Many people use fivefold ministry. So nothing unique about that, because we certainly understand Ephesians 4:11. But when I would talk to the various individuals, generally through an interpreter, I would discover that many of these who had been ordained, they were in the business arena.
Yep.
Now, numbers of them were pastors of churches, but numbers of them were ordained not in churches, not for churches, but in the business arena.
Yep.
So God is stirring something, doing something, and they're very strong. The Koreans can go anywhere missionary-wise, where a guy like me from the United States, an old white male, I can't go a lot of places, nor am I welcome in some countries. And they can go anywhere, particularly the females. It's quite astounding. So the majority were females. And we met with one woman who, her husband's a very successful businessman. She's been very successful in her business. And God has called her. Their marriage is intact, but they're going to be going for the sake of the gospel. She's going into a country that has a lot of Muslims coming into it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not, doesn't have a Muslim background herself at all, but she's called to go there. And it's marketplace ministry. In other words, it's the ecclesia, the way it's been described. So God is breaking some patterns and using them in different ways that we have not necessarily thought so much in the past. Leroy, what a joy to talk with you. Once again, it's Jesus Christ, CEOs, that's CEOs plural with the S on the end, .com, or just JC, CEO and the S, .com. Did I say that right?
You got it. Thank you.
And if they want you to speak on a Zoom call or come to their church or wherever, or to their ecclesia in their business, they can contact you through the website. Is that right?
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
And I'm going to pray for you, and then we're going to go to our next
thank you.
Father, I thank you so much for Leroy. What he's doing is so encouraging. It shouldn't surprise us that you work in refreshing new ways. And certainly there were people in the past who understood their businesses as the altar unto the Lord and gave them to the Lord, and you prospered them. But this, you've given a sophisticated plan to this brother who's also a strategist. And now he's impacting, Lord, we're so encouraged, 500 different ecclesias in the business place, 70 different nations. 70 is a perfect number of nations in the Bible. The Lord, you really stirred something deep in him. So thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in Lorraine. And we ask the blessing of the Lord upon him in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, one last time, that book, bring it on the screen, Tristan, if you would. Tell us the title of the book and say one sentence or two sentences or three about it, if you would. Leading the church into communion with God, the Holy Spirit. Leroy Hain, Living in Communion. And they can get that at your website.
They can get it on Amazon.
Amazon. Wonderful. Leroy, thank you so much. What a delight to talk to you. Blessings on you, my brother.
Thank you. I want to thank you. And I apologize. I need to sign off. I have another engagement where they're honoring our ministry. So I have to kind of go there.
I think you should go there. Blessings on you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Bless you. Good to see you guys.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please read the show notes for additional details if you would like a copy of the book or resources mentioned. Remember that Well-Versed is a 501c3 tax-deductible nonprofit organization. We rely on your support and partnership.
Don't forget to hit subscribe to keep up to date with our latest episodes. Leave us a 5-star review and tell your friends to subscribe too.
Thank you for listening to the Well-Versed podcast. For more information, please go to www.wellversedworld.org.